for up front. Time to let Charlie out time. Damn, there's somebody's food is still sitting here. Somebody's Chick-fil-A is sitting here. They got Chick-fil-A sitting here. A bag of food and two sodas sitting on the floor. I don't think Chick-fil-A is open at this hour. It's 5:09 in the morning. I do not think Chick-fil-A is open. So somebody, that's crazy. Well, that's not a situation where that would be on the driver person. Somebody just never came and got their shit. Dang, that's crazy. And then that's just food sitting on the ground, though. So that'll be interesting to see what happens with that. So how's everyone doing, y'all? We made it. We made it to Friday. I may have said that already. Because, you know, I recorded some stuff already, you know what I mean? So sometimes if I say things twice or whatever, that might just be a little error or whatever. You know, when I'm like putting the conversations together and stuff like that. But like I said, like 9 times out of 10, like stuff we're talking about, it'll just be live. Like, we normally don't sit there and be like, okay, well, let's talk about this, and then you say this and I'm gonna say that. Like, we don't do that. We just start talking about shit, you know what I mean? So I think you guys can pretty much tell that, see that. But yeah, birds are chirping. Charlie just pissed. I'm hoping he can poop. Here, let's go over here, see if you can poop. Yep. So yeah, we're not gonna go to Madison, we're just gonna stay here. And then plus, it's my brother's birthday coming up, so we're all getting together this week on Sunday for like a little late breakfast. Yep. So like I said earlier, I'm looking forward to that. And it feels good out here. It's about 50 degrees right now. It's supposed to get up to about close to 60. Here comes a rabbit. Charlie, you got your little friends out here. Okay. But yeah. So like I was saying earlier, we just got a little short work day. It's Friday, and then we're just gonna be hanging out all weekend. I think we're definitely gonna go to the zoo tomorrow, because it's supposed to be 80 here in Milwaukee tomorrow. So that'll be straight. What else is going on? Not too much. Life's pretty decent. When you make good choices, you know what I'm saying? Life's about choices. And then there's usually there's always a consequence that comes with that choice or decision. It's negative or positive. Because we make choices all damn day long. From the time we get up, hitting that snooze, that's a choice. You hit that snooze too many times, you might be running late. Or your stomach might be growling in the morning because you decided not to eat breakfast in the morning or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, those are lower scale type negative consequences. I'm just saying, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's from big to small. That's why I just choose to stay out the way. Do what I got to do. You know what I mean? And, yeah. Like I was saying earlier, just appreciating things and shit like that. Ready to go back in now? Okay. Yeah, that's crazy though. Somebody's Chick-fil-A is sitting out here. Yup. And I'm gonna guess it's a pretty safe bet to say Chick-fil-A ain't open at 5:00 in the morning. Cause it was 5:09 when I came down here. Excuse the keys, y'all. Anyone new that might be listening and checking? Oh shit, catch, I'm gonna grab my phone. You know, we appreciate you, because like I was saying, it's hard to, you never really know exactly who's listening. Unless someone follows you, that's the only way that you know, unless somebody tells you, hey, I listened to your podcast or whatever. But other than that, you just see the number of downloads and how many people listened. So I'm gonna get upstairs though, and then we're about to get going soon. Check in with Michelle, give me another coffee in me, and then I get out of here.
Nice work, gun work, you should see sun work. That serious or fun work, either one hurt. Yellow gold, white gold, platinum, yapping them. If you even think about moving, put a cap in them. Real shit, fake shit, hate shit, snake shit. Knowing something don't belong to you when you take shit. Headshots, you and you, graveyard funeral. And I ain't coming home to June 2022. Real humble, man smart, got heart, had heart. Another nigga raising my seeds now. The sad part, good guy, bad guy. Moms cry, dad cry, all I got is stories to tell. How I was mad fly, Jack Mac, tuna fish. All I could do is wish and wait for this bullshit appeal, but it's foolishness. And the jailhouse lawyers talk with me. It's cool, but I need somebody to walk with me.
You walk with me, you walk with me.
Hey, yo, fuck all that, man. I ain't here to be these niggas' best friend. Talk none of that. Y'all niggas can hate all you want. Niggas cannot stop me. Fucking boss hog, nigga. Trying to get these niggas, nigga. I'm out. Yo. Gotta hold on to the things that we've been through. Gotta see through the bullshit that we used to. You either be the first to let it blast or hit you. Get the cash, but don't let your past catch up. Even in my older age, still fighting demons from my older ways. All the rage kept the shotgun on the shoulder blade. All the pain came and left me numb like the Novocaine. Out of town hustling and I ain't really know the game. None of the above. Nah, homie, we don't flow the same. A needle in an ounce. I'm just looking for the dopest vein. 100 in it. I ain't talking dollars, we control the bank. Niggas can't stop it, either bars or I blow the shank. Pause, but the raw's still on the top floor. One call to the rock law to get them knocked off. From 354 to murder villain to my niggas Earl. Every jail, every hood nigga all around the world.
Man, tell your girl, let me sleep with her, man. I'll give you 1,000 grams.
Dope blowing lamps, hit good pussy up, push me up. My dough is advancing. Rover with the lambskin coat on, light and reefer with my mans in them. We got plans, man, but first, show me where the grams went. Tenfold scheme in the doorway. We all the way in now. What they rolling for? We blowing them bowling balls. Rifle with the knife on it. Life has jumped right up on it. Maseratis double piping. Wrist lightning, I rhyme for the flight, man. Them drug boys, thug noise they want, they come get it from me. It's like done, I'm just a scholar with some street drug news. Plug dudes, no kidnappings, we mug dudes. I love jewels, might take your man shit. Up in the jam and shit, listening to Eric B and Rakim playing and shit.
Just Blaze, what up? Booms, turn that up. Light up. Ghost Protocol. I'm back. Master of ceremonies type flow.
Scheming on the paper, cause I've been doing my thing since B Street Breakers. Kareem was on the Lakers, Magic got drafted. DJ Red alerted, Mr. Magic got blasted. Good old days, I was just a youngin', wishing my mother had money like Philip Drummond. Thinking of killing something. Cause poverty is rougher than the Brillo pad. Poor ass folks was wishing that they was middle class. Middle class folks was dreaming that they get rich. Now I'm high in the Benz, just leaning up in the shit. Black America, white America, the green dollar bill to show you a person's character. Flipping like Barnes and Platoon, Tom Berenger. Is it religion or relying on gin? Kamikaze throwing the bomb then, diving the pin. Lot of niggas throw up their sets when they ride in the pen. Lot of niggas losing their life cause they dying to win. Is it 5 prayers a day or 2 prayers a day? Going through bullshit, I need some new prayers to say. Thinking of my seed, I planted in this world full of greed. The rain look purple like the weed. The circle is succeed, success is what we breed. Honor and loyalty is the code and the creed. Thinking of the goals are so low to achieve.
My bad.
Give me a second, let me gather my thoughts. Mad high in the court, like why I had to get caught.
Why?
Mad money to the lawyer, more to the bail bond. Thinking if I gotta do time, then I feel strong.
That's crazy.
That whole idea just feels wrong. If you're sick in the head, then get your heel on. You don't wanna dance in the devil den, it's ugly.
Trust me,
the tip of the blade is rusty. Catch me in black label, new denim or rugby. And that got it cheaper than mine, nigga, than plug
me.
Hard like Malone, yeah, call Moses or Bugsy. Bugsy Malone or Bugsy Moran. Want a life full of crime, but I do what I can. I'm legit now, spit now, nigga, I'm the shit now. It's the ghost on a blaze beat. I ain't met a rapper alive that could faze me.
As of 23 young men are dumped along isolated tracks and waterways in deepest Louisiana.
It would cruise go to areas where street people, hustlers would frequent. Just the number of victims is the hardest thing.
When a suspect emerges, he's far from the image of a violent man.
This is a serial killer you've never heard of.
There was really nothing we overlooked that would have identified him as a suspect.
This is some Louisiana stuff.
As the grows ever longer, detectives face a race against time to stop a killer in his tracks. What would it take to prove his guilt?
Uh-oh.
Which part of the puzzle will reveal
you wanna stay up and watch
the
this
killer's
one?
Mistake?
All right.
But I would like the screen to not be so dark.
Oh, okay. I gotta brighten the screen up.
You Cause, like to do that to me, and then I feel like something's wrong with my vision. Like, I can't see. It's so dark, I can't see. I feel like I'm losing my eyesight.
Because I thought we were about to go to bed. So I darkened the brightness. All right. Is
you don't need to change anything on the expert settings.
Just... Here's a white murderer.
19-year-old David LeVar Mitchell had been hitchhiking home from a wedding in St. Charles's Parish when he disappeared. 2 days later, his body was found on an abandoned stretch.
Not me. This is December 97. I was in prison.
5 minutes later, and just 6 miles away, another body. Gary Pierre, 20 years old.
See, I think it's a white serial killer killing black dudes.
While Mitchell's death was at first dismissed as accidental, Pierre's body raised more suspicion. A post-mortem showed that he had been tied up shortly before his death.
Initially, the first one, you know, we had... No
this is a brutal story.
You know, something larger. We worked it as trying to identify the victim, where did he come from. Then we had a second one that was kind of similar. The victims were similar, you know, in age...
7 months later, less than 5 miles from where Gary was discovered, 38-year-old Larry Ransom's remains were found.
Oh. Placed on the ground outside of the same type of, you know, trash dumpster. The bodies were disposed of...
All black people.
Where they were going to be found the next morning, someone would have seen them.
There's a lot of white serial killers killing black people nowadays, too.
Like the second victim, Ransom was homeless.
That's why we got to be careful when we're out here.
No one had reported either man missing. But with Ransom, there was something.
He's got a Sprite soda, though. We don't drink Sprite sodas.
An autopsy suggested he'd fought hard against
his killer. We drink 7-Up.
This was a death.
Oh, yeah, black.
Could not be written
black
off
hand
as
right there, yep.
Accident.
Yeah, it was a black dude.
And as the sheriff's office launched an investigation.
This is down there in Louisiana, y'all.
Kept coming, thick and fast.
Damn.
All were found abandoned on industrial sites or wasteland in Jefferson Parish, an hour's drive or so from the first set of victims. Some of the bodies showed signs of sexual assault. They had been bound or restrained, with asphyxiation the most likely cause of death.
Shit. Dude.
The physical evidence, you know, the hair fibers or anything like that.
See, it's a stereotype. We're automatically assuming it's a white adult male. I mean, it is, but what if it was a white lady?
Developed, you know, from the Jefferson Parish cases.
Black ladies don't kill people like that.
You know, we can get it off air, and then the nuclear DNA, which is, you know, seminal fluid.
No, there aren't any. There aren't any. Black women don't serial
first,
kill.
There was little uproar.
You might only be able to find a handful.
Right. He killed people who were marginalized. He killed people
see?
Who lived a high-risk lifestyle and didn't necessarily garner a lot of sympathy from people outside their family.
See, he was trying to kill people that he figured nobody would be looking for and stuff.
Local journalists were also
that's racist.
To look for patterns. Like hominative
that's some hate. That's serial
black,
hate killer.
Black men, slight black men. They, not big brawny guys, but lean.
Most were homeless or down on their luck. They had criminal records, or they were addicted to drugs.
Basically, invisible people.
Invisible.
The ones that you drive by.
and you look at and you give no
yep,
second
all
thought,
black dudes right there he was killing.
You know, look at that bump.
This is in South Louisiana. Did we catch where they said exactly was?
Chuck with some stranger.
Detectives were also struck by a curious similarity between the victim's remains. Despite the youth and stature of the murdered men, autopsy reports suggested most had been killed without much of a fight.
No defensive wounds or no evidence of a big struggle. Because some of these people were decent sized men, even though they were young in age, they were
he was sneaking up on them.
Big in stature, some of them.
Profilers theorized that the perpetrator was a large, strong man, someone with the menace or power to subdue his victims. They had no idea the prime suspect who would one day emerge bore no resemblance to this mythical killer. Misfit Ronald Dominique attracted little attention.
White dude, his name is Ronald Dominique.
The communities that he terrorized.
Well, we found out basically that he was a loner. He lived in a trailer on his sister's property.
White guy living in a trailer.
High school,
barely graduated high school. Didn't have no friends.
Lawyer Richard C. Gawley would become well acquainted with the character and background of Ronald Dominique.
When we go investigate people, we go back and try to find out people that knew him when he was growing up, teachers.
See, that's what I'll be saying. Some of them white kids they'll be
come in contact with. When we found with Dominique,
and then they turn into adults and then they just
long-lasting friends.
They're just mentally, emotionally fucked up. They'll be like 40 years old, but emotionally they'll be 15 still.
Lower income, lived in a trailer, buying blue.
These are white people saying this.
Just regular, everyday
white. Not me.
He was of low intellect. He didn't have a good education.
He grew up in LaFouche Parish. He went to Thibodaux High School. He was not a popular guy. My understanding is that
lonely.
He didn't come to terms with his homosexuality until late in his teens. I'm told that he was bullied, so high school was rough for him.
Bullying and confusion about his sexual identity.
Everything is bullying on nowadays, though. That's
story. His family history was traumatic.
Dominique's father suspected his mother of having an affair, so the father gathered up Dominique and his sister and drove them to the mother's brother's house. And they burst in and
ooh, those bridges, those two bridges down there in Louisiana, they were showing look nice.
Obviously, oh, no.
What?
Having sexual relationships.
The father took the killer when he was a kid and his sister to his mother's brother's house, and the mother and the brother were in bed together.
Oh, shit.
He always lived with either his mom or his older sister.
He didn't amount.
He looks nuts, though.
He worked in a, some kind of labor-intensive menial job.
That's what I was saying. That's what they'll be doing. They'll be good with like their hands. Like sometimes they'll be carpenters, or you know what I'm saying. They know how to fix things and shit. But they'll be dumb as hell. Like this guy.
No friends, no one to be in love with or to love him.
Eventually, Ronald Dominique grew confident enough to acknowledge his sexuality. According to D.D. Thurston, who has acquaintances in common with Dominique, his presence in Thibodaux gay bars was not altogether welcomed.
Even when he came out of the closet and was part of the gay scene, he really wasn't accepted there either.
I would imagine just because you're gay doesn't mean that other people will find you attractive. Other gay people will find you attractive, which apparently they didn't.
That's sad.
Did nobody want dude around?
Escape to the moment when memories were served family.
Details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
San Jose installs new license plate reader in East San Jose to curb crime. Mayor Matt Mahan lent an extra pair of hands to put some of the first screws in a new automatic license plate reader camera at the intersection of King Road and Wilshire Boulevard, which city officials said will function as an extra pair of eyes overseeing the neighborhood. It's the 235th camera in the city featuring automatic license plate recognition, or ALPR, technology from Flock Safety. Mahan said that ALPR technology has helped the city arrest around 200 suspects and recover $2 million worth of stolen vehicles last year. He also said he plans to expand the city's network of Flock cameras to 500 by this summer.
Yeah, I guess they installed cameras in the San Jose, California Police Department, the mayor. He said they did like almost 300 of them already. They want to get to like 500. They're like not street cameras, they're license plate readers. I don't, do we have that in Milwaukee? I mean, I'm sure they do, like, obviously. I'm saying, but like, he's like straight up like posting them up in like intersections and shit. I know that like police can like, cause I was watching I was watching an interview on something. They were talking with that Danita Ball, Milwaukee County Sheriff. They were doing an interview with her, and in the background they had like, you could see it was a bunch of screens or like monitors.
Yeah.
And it was of the city, and they just had like, you could see all the cars driving by and shit, and so basically they got the city on monitor. You know what I'm saying? They can see what's going on, but like I don't know if they got they got them license plate readers like that. But dude was like in literally installing them. They showed a picture of the mayor like installing one of them. It was like an intersection. It's a fucking license plate reader. Like I said traffic cameras. I meant to say license plate readers.
Like I know that we have the traffic cams on intersections.
Right. Some of them. There's actually a lot downtown. If you just look up, you'll see them.
But I think that the license plate reader is something different.
Right.
Because it'll take pictures.
Yep.
Whereas the traffic cam is just rolling. Like it doesn't have the technology.
Right.
It's just like your average camera.
I'd love to have them institute that fucking license plate reader shit. Because not only for the, it would, you know, catch BS, but it would be a deterrent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to always have people that are just going to be like, whatever, they just don't give a shit. But I think it would cut into, you know what I'm saying? If you're pulling up and you know there's a license plate reader coming up to the intersection, you know, or you know that there, you know, you leave your house and you know that there's potentially three or four of them that you may run into on your way to do whatever bullshit that you might be about to be on, maybe it may make you think about not doing it. Even if it's for that moment, like, man, fuck that, them license plate readers out there. I ain't really got no other way of getting around through there. So, man, I'm going to just fall back and just not go nowhere.
Or you're driving so fast you don't see it.
That's the other thing. I wonder if you're driving so fast, like the technology has to be super great for it to be able to. Because wouldn't you just get a blurry photo? That's what I was saying about the license plates, how I think they should be bigger. Just bigger. What was that country we were saying? Where the license plates are
in
huge.
Europe, yeah.
The numbers on them are huge. You can see that shit from far away. They could do, like, I ain't never really heard no one talk about that up here in Wisconsin or, but.
And also if people don't have their front license plate installed.
Right.
Which, keep an eye out today as you're on the road.
A lot of people do, and some people don't. I know that it wasn't illegal, like, some years ago, I think. Right. I think it might be a thing now, but I kind of slightly remember. I could be wrong, but I kind of remember that a front license plate wasn't, like, mandatory back in the day.
It was mandatory. They just didn't enforce it.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
But there's a reason why they give you two.
Right, definitely.
Like, it isn't a spare.
Yeah, they give you two, and then people just throw the one on the back and just, oh, I got an extra.
Right.
No, you're supposed to put it on there. Oh, shit. Is that going to be a parking lot, or what? I wonder what they're doing in the front over there by the trade, over here by the Pfizer Farm.
I thought I read that they're putting
Because I know the concert venue is supposed to go on the other side where the old Bradley Center was. Yeah. I think that's what the plan is, but I'm wondering what that's going to be right there. Just another big-ass parking lot. I mean, they do need more parking, though. You got to have some parking lots, you know.
Because you don't even have, like, enough surface parking around the Pfizer Forum.
Right, that's what I was meaning. Yep, like, just regular parking lots, like, surfaces, yep, like you were saying, yeah. Because it seems like they're kind of trying to get rid of those, but you still need them. Yeah, Bucks play at 4:30 today, y'all. You know, I mean, it's potential that whoever's listening might, if you're listening to this tomorrow, you're going to be like, oh, this. That's why you gotta try to listen when they come out, if available. Yeah. Yeah, but it's Friday, it's it. Last day. Oh, I gotta work Sunday morning, though, too, but other than that.
No one's up that early.
Just me. Me and the birds.
See you on the road.
Me, the roads, and the birds, and Charlie. Mm-hmm. And Marley.
Yeah. Does she even get up that early with you anymore?
She was this morning. Mm. Yeah. When I woke up this morning, she was, you know, she was laying in her chair, the one we got right next to the bed. And then once she recognized I was up, she, like, crawled over there and just started purring and stuff. And I was like, it's too early to have all that. You know, because when the cats are all, like,
all
on you, like their hair gets all in your face and all on your eyes and shit. I'm like, it's too early for all that shit. So I had to like pick her up and like move her aside. And I was like, I'm gonna just go give her some food so she'll leave me alone. Yeah. Yeah, but she sleeps in. Like when I get home from work, like even if it's an earlier day, she'll still be in the room sometimes, laying in her cave. But I like that she has multiple
areas.
And the place is so big, sure, you don't know where Marley would be sometimes.
Yeah. You know where Charlie is.
You know where Charlie is.
Right at your feet.
Mm-hmm. And if you got some food around, I'll be watching. What's that, police?
Yeah.
Every step you take, every food you make, I'll be watching.
Right.
That should be totally the Pug, him. The Pug theme song.
Well, they are Chinese lap foot dogs.
It is. It's crazy.
It right, but they were bred to sit at your feet and protect you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I learned some shit this morning. All right, y'all. So, it's donut time. Time to make the donuts. Mm-hmm. So, we'll holler at y'all later. Ooh.
Anybody shows up.
That's nice. Ooh, you guys got the free breakfast today, too. If they have anything worth bringing packaged, I'll take it.
Usually there's like a pile of granola bars or something, but I know you don't like the hard ones because they're...
Yeah. Those Twinkie ones were, like, if they got the Twinkies and they're in the package, and as long as you check the date. Zingers. Yeah, or the Zingers, yeah. Nothing open, though. All right, baby.
I know
you. I love you. Alright, get my ass to work. Holler at y'all later. Be checking for us, DVJ and Michelle, Cold World Podcast. I'm out.
Hi, this is Marie from Discount
Liquor.
Part of the starting lineup that makes your tailgate an experience. With over 2,000 varieties of beer, 4,000.
Alright, so get this little grocery store stuff over with real quick before I gotta get to work. I gotta be there at 7:30, so it's 6:02, so I'm gonna catch the store right when they're opening. I just gotta get coffee, cleaning stuff, and a small thing of milk. Oh, and some kitty litter. That's it. Take care of this and get to work. Oh, I gotta get some more masks too.
Now I know.
Phil Collins. Yeah, I'm here early as hell. But I like doing this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Early. so that like I can just go to work and then go straight home after and relax before I gotta go get Michelle, because I'm picking her up at 12 today. So yeah, I'll be trying to multitask because I got a delivery job, you know what I'm saying? My job's pretty flexible and pretty chill. But when I get off this parole, I'm gonna try to get a, you know, a real, real good job. My job is decent, though. You know, it pays me pretty decently and shit. But I just don't think I'm gonna do that forever. Masks. Like, I used to bust tables and all that shit like that. And I was just like, even though I was like good at that shit, I was like, man, I don't wanna be doing the busting tables forever. Okay, masks. Marley, some shreds. Two cans. Coffee. Coffee. What should I get? I mean, I might go on and get the Starbucks since it's kind of thing. You can get a whole bag of Starbucks for what you can get buying one cup. I don't want the beans. I want the shit grounded up already. We're just going to get the little French roast dark Starbucks. Okay, I gotta get me some sweets. Let's see. I think I might get one of these raspberry. Yeah, I'm gonna get one of these little raspberry. Yeah, Kringles, Racine Danish Kringles raspberry. Let's see what's up with that. Okay. No, I ain't gonna get that. It's too small. That should have been gone in 2 days. And then too, oh, public service announcement. You know, like I don't fuck with the bakery and stuff out the, like at the grocery stores. You know, out the like cabinet in the case, you open it, you know what I'm saying, and get your own donuts and stuff like that. Be aware in the summertime when it starts to get warm out, there'll be little flies in there and stuff, like them little gnats or whatever they are. Just pay attention to that. Yeah, I stopped fucking with them donuts the first time I saw a fly in there. So be pay attention to it, because there's really no way you can keep them out. So I'm going to drop off a teddy bear, a Mother's Day card, you know, inside of a bag for Sade Robinson's mother. I think that'd be a good thing to do, you know what I mean? Mother's Day is coming up and stuff like that, and I just had a thought, like, you know what I mean? And hopefully, like, I bought a card, and then I'll just leave it, and I'll write on the outside of the bag, you know, for, you know, people to please sign it. This is just basically a universal city card, you know, for Sade's mother, you know what I mean? Just saying peace and blessings, and that, you know, we all support you and we're all thinking about you, you know what I mean? Because I'm quite sure Mother's Day is going to be tough. So I'm going to go do that. I'm just going to write here on this bag, you know, please fill out card inside. Because I bought a little, I was trying to find a pink bag, but they didn't. So I got a red bag, and then there's like a teddy bear. Like a white, off-white teddy bear, and then I bought a pink Mother's Day card, and I'm gonna write on the bag, you know, for people to, you know, grab the card, sign it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna head over there and do that real quick. So I got the bag and the card filled out for Sade Robinson's mom. I think she'll like that, you know what I mean? And I'm sure other people are going to be doing that as well. That'd be nice. So yeah, we're heading to Pizza Shuttle. There's a memorial at Pizza Shuttle. It's been there for a while for Sade Robinson. It's all pinked out over there. You know what I'm saying? Because she used to work at that Pizza Shuttle. So, yeah, so I'm going to head over there now and drop this off. And then go to work. Go to work and load a few more trucks up. Stack some shelves. Stuff like that. And, yeah, and then come home and look forward to the weekend. I know I've probably said that a few times, but I'm really looking forward to the weekend. Yeah, it's just a lot going on, you know what I'm saying? Just everything, you know? I'm not talking about us. I'm just liking the world. It just seems so stressful and just so combative and just... it's just a bad, like, just an all vibe. Like, it just seems like Democrat versus Republican, black versus white. You know what I mean? So, just make sure you're protecting yourself out here. Stay safe. You know, try to be nice to people. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. Try to do something good for somebody every day, because that shit will come back to you. I truly believe that. Even if it takes a long time, that stuff comes back to you. Those good gestures and stuff. Because really, like, when you do that kind of stuff, it ain't really... I mean, it, like, the whoever you're doing it for is going to obviously benefit from the good deed. But when you do a good deed, it's truly really about you. You know? Honestly. So... okay, we are here at Pizza Shuttle. I still got 45 minutes prior to work. Okay, I got the teddy bear. I got a card. I'm gonna try to put it. Let's see. Hopefully I can hang it somewhere. Let's see. There's so much nice stuff out here. Here, just the card just says to Sade's mother, one love to you and your family from DBJ. Happy Mother's Day from all of us. And then there's a card, and then hopefully people will come and fill it out, because I know her family comes over and, you know, picks things up and checks to see what people are leaving and stuff. So I'm gonna get to work. Peace. Y'all get down here to Pizza Shuttle, to the memorial for Sade, and leave something.
Down I-95, damn near crash, daydreaming, I got cash in my eyes. Need to pull it over, put some gas in the ride, get some air fresheners and not pass 65. Need to make it there, then make it back, thinking that we gon' make it, have faith in that. Pulling down I-95, know I'm dead wrong, but I'm staying headstrong, cause I'm trying to survive.
He was speeding on the highway, the west side of the highway one night, on two of them bullet. And when I read the paper the next morning, they were saying this guy Fisher caught with $1 million in the truck. He went from selling jeans out of a bag, they just parked, man, to listen on top of the world. He bought the Apollo Theater. So that dream come true.
Rolling down I-95, hoping that the troopers don't look at my ride. Thought about the game when I was cooking my pies. Looked at my kids, then I looked at my wife. I don't want to keep hustling for too long, but I don't want to keep struggling, it's too wrong. Looking at the stash, one tripping is on. Now I gotta leave, hit the whip and I'm gone. Now you know everything is ill on the streets. Needless to say that my will's getting weak. Money getting short and my life getting deep. Plus I got bills from my head to my feet. Now somebody say a prayer with the God, and I don't wanna spend another day in the yard. Why play the game if the game getting hard? But we still on I-95 and we rolling so hard.
Now I'll see y'all.
Street corner indoctrination. Yeah. our value system is overpowered. And I start crying, you understand?
People chasing the money, don't really see what they're doing, man. It's too busy about money, like the labels. They don't care what you rap about, honestly. They don't. But if they did, the shit that's out there that was out there before wouldn't have been out there. They censored that shit from the start. Like, I can't let you play that. They would stop it, but they say, yo, will it make money? That's how they talk. Yeah, it make money. Don't fuck it. Say it. You know what I mean? But
you know what I think, too? You know, with all this protesting going on, like at the colleges here in the U.S. Like, I just heard about another protest at Ohio State University. So I was watching the news, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing, too, like, I think that's going to come back to bite Republicans. Because just think about it, like, no matter how you feel about it, like, no matter what side you're on, if you're a Democrat or a Republican, the police, you know, like, I feel like for the most part, they're looked at as Republicans. You know, a lot of them, a lot of police are Trump supporters. There are a lot of Trump supporters. You can't deny that. But I feel like even before all the Trump stuff, like, I feel police and Republicans, I feel like they go hand in hand more than police, Democrat. You know what I mean? I truly feel that. But my point is, I feel like with all the protesting going on and stuff throughout the country, you know, because most of these kids that are protesting, you know, are Palestinian or, you know, they're white kids, you know, stuff like that. I mean, you know, you got some black people, you know, protesting sprinkled in here and there. Because like I was saying the other day, when we were watching the news, when I first turned it on a couple of days ago, the first two people I saw getting arrested, put in handcuffs, were black women. You know what I mean? So, like, even when there's only a handful of us around there finding a way to arrest us. And I heard on the news, too. Well, I didn't hear. I saw it. There's an individual. His last name is Tyson. I saw it was a story out of Ohio. Police killed him. And I caught the end of the news on that part. It was on that America This Morning on ABC, right before the local news comes on. And they were saying, you know, they killed him or whatever. And they said that, he could be heard, Mr. Tyson could be heard saying, I can't breathe. So, see what's going on with that. I'm sure we'll be hearing more about it. I think it happened like last week or something. So I'm going to look into that and just see what's going on with it. So yeah, y'all, if anyone's listening in Ohio, I'm sure you guys are up on that story. Yeah, his last name is Tyson. But yeah, I feel like that's going to come back to bite Republicans when the election comes around. You know what I mean? Because them college kids, they vote. Them white kids, them Middle Eastern kids, and them Asian kids, like, they vote, man. They fucking vote. You know what I'm saying? So, and then a lot of them people's parents, like, that's going to trickle down. Like, them kids' parents are going to be upset. You know what I mean? Because the optics, you know, like I always say, never let your eyes lie to you. Just watch. Police are throwing people around. They're rubber bulleting people and all kinds of shit. Tasing people. Yep. So, yeah. So, just wanted to mention that stuff.